on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10:03 with Stuart Cosgrove. Good morning. We're going to be day racing today at Maria. Brian Cowden is there. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How's your day look at Maria today?
Yeah, another lovely day down here. We've been blessed with the weather for our sort of four big meetings over the summer period. And today we've got a sunny day. I think it's going to be about 25, 26 degrees. There's only a slim chance of a storm this afternoon, but I think we'll miss that one. And just another perfect day for racing at Maria.
You got the Club Naruma Cup on, race seven?
That's right, yes, yeah. Not a huge field, but a good strong field. And particularly Matty Dale versus Danny Williams, the two satellite stables down here. They've both got good chances in that race with Animalia and Green Sweet. It should be a real good tactical race, that one.
All right, we look forward to it. So today, for families going along, I'd imagine you'll be looking after them, Brian.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, lots to do. Sort of the big jumping castle will be going up shortly, and plenty of food and fashions on the field. Sort of, should say, the weather's perfect, and it should be a great day out at the Maria races.
All right, terrific. Look forward to it. And John Scorse is going to find the winners for us. Have a great day there, Brian.
Okay, Sean.
Brian Cowden at Maria. John Scorse is there as well. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Beautiful part of the world. I'm not far from the track at the moment. About 27 degrees, just nice. No heat wave conditions that we've had down in the southeast and the southern districts the last couple of weeks, Sean. But, yeah, look, Naruma Cup Day, it's always a cracker, mate, and really good support races. So, look, we got them last time on Maruya Cup Day. We hope we can get them again today.
All right, now race one is a benchmark 58, one Living Doll, 350, number two, DeMagic, 480, three, Romeo Vella, 480, four out, five, Light of Fire, $8, six, Smart Remark, six, seven, Dinesque, 370, and eight, Hayden Anthony, 34. Favourite is one Living Doll, $3.50.
Yeah, not much between these, Sean. I made it 1-3-7-6. I've got to stay with Living Doll. Went under last time at the Sapphire Coast, but look, this preparation, she's been so good. The only time out of the placings was here in that flying when she drew the outside, and she showed some speed that day. Got gate one. Paddy understands her quite well, and look, she'll be right there all the way from gate one. So I'll go with her. Good respect for Romeo Vella. He's got a bit of potential, this fellow. He resumed with a really good win beating Rosecraft and Gundy. Probably get back a little bit in his first look at Maruya, but if they go too hard, he'll be very strong late here. Look, seven Dinesque, she's, again, like Living Doll, she's been a model of consistency this preparation, never far off them. And again, she'll be back and finishing off. And six Smart Remark, well, he's just a couple of consistent types in this, Sean. The tactics will be vital here. 1-3-7-6.
All right, now race two, one Direct Default is $21, two Froze, 10, three Corruptible, 16, four Great Weekend, 6.50, five out. Six Spicy Menu, five. Seven Metro Missile, 19. Eight out, nine Ned's Kelly, 71. 10 Centane, 81. And 11 Glamour Cruise, the favourite, $1.55.
Yeah, well, it's changed complexion with pros and cons coming out. Sean, I made it 11.427. You've got to go with this Glamour Cruise now with Danny Williams, a Waterhouse bot runner in the past. And this girl comes here, no barrier blanket, no crossover nose band. Look, the first two runs were heavy and soft runs, but Warwick Farm beyond Roosevelt released momentum factor, Sean. It was beaten three lengths. Look, it's on top, but it deserves to be that skinny, I guess, in a race like this. Look outside, a great weekend. Was good on debut here in 1,000. That was beyond Luxurial back in August. And look, it's first up from a spell. It's got to go in there. Two Interspy Froze, only had a trial back in July. That was beyond Miss Crompton. And in really good hands, Steve Stevens, Mel Kinney in the saddle, and gate one on debut. It's a yard watch for sure. And seven Metro Missile are through in for the first four takers. Sean, look pretty skinny, but it looks the winner. 11-4-2-7.
I know the third one, Shady Diamond, 18. Number two, Farage, is 5.50. Three, Boston Ivy, $4.60. Now, four, Susanna, 3.90. Five out, six, Altiara, 4.60. Seven, Barbara Mary, $6. Eight, Paddy Kate, 81. Number nine, Ronde Jean is 26. 10 Star Eagle, 19. 11, 2 C's, 10. And 12, Warwick Star, 61. Favourite here is number four, Susanna, at $3.90.
Yeah, I've got to go with it too, Sean. It just went under in that really hot $40,000 maiden first. Well, that was its second run this preparation, but 4.723. Susanna, it's drawn outside them a little bit, but she's got good tactical speed, this girl. And third up from a spell, Nat Jarvis got the team absolutely flying at the moment, and she won't get a better chance than this. So I'll go with Susanna on top here. Look, good query around Barbara Mary comes out of that trial beyond Rhonda Jean, who'll go around in the race. It could be an improver today, that one. Barbara Mary wasn't asked to do a whole lot at the trials, and good gate Mitchell Bell on debut. Watch the market and the parade for sure. Now, Farage, both his runs have been good in short races, 900 and 1,000 last time. He was only beaten a length in that Francisco Pizarro race. He's certainly suited at the 1,200, a little bit awkwardly drawn. He'll want a bit of luck in the run, but if he gets it, he won't be far off late. And Boston Ivy, she's been really good placed, 5 of a 10, and she was pretty solid last time beyond heaven and earth. She got into trouble a little bit after about a furlong and a bit there. But gate 3 and Blake McDougall gets her a couple of favours in the run. Look, good, even little contest. This 4.723, Sean.
Right, race 4, 1 Bellagano 11, 2 Duchess Moshi 2.60, 3 Garros 4.20, 4 and 5 out, 6 Ethnicity $5, 7 Whispered Prayer 15, 8 Not Bossy 4.20, 9 is out, 10 City of Shadows 15, 11 out, and 12 Dance Harder Sun 51. The favourite number 2, Duchess Moshi at $2.60.
I thought she was probably the best bet of the day, Sean. I think she's a little bit above these Duchess Moshi, 2 a special 6, 8 and 3. Look, the only time we saw her here at Maruya in this 14.35 today, she was a little bit unlucky that day. So I think a nice in-form horse, Matt Dales, ran her down that day from memory, Sean, but she resumed at the Kenzo in that highway there, put up a pretty fair effort of it as well. Comes here second up. She's just a nice mare on the way up, and a few of these have got some conviction. So I thought she stood out a fair bit. Blake McDougall for the Joseph Jones team. I'll make her the best bet of the day. Look, Ethnicity, he's all around the mark, his last couple. He gets up to the, he's pretty good last time. There's a lot more speed in that than there is today, but gets the winkers on. He's going to run you a good race again here down in the weight. Look, 8 Not Bossy could be certainly the improver here. She's raced well at Maruya quite a few times, and she gets here second. I'm just too short for the 1,000 first up, but she can improve second up from the good gate up to 14.35. And Garros was really good at its first run for Greg Stevens. It wore down Ethnicity there. Meets it a whole lot worse at the weights today, though. Looks too good for them, Sean. 2 a special 6, 8 and 3.
All right, race 5, the Town Plate. Now 1 Levy Bank, 2.50. 2 Charlie Royale, 12. 3 Count de Crona, 8.50. 4 Equal Balance, 3.30. 5 Athonis is 5.50. 6 out. 7 Tiger with a Tail, 8.50. 8 Janice, 41. 9 out. And 10 Malachi Crunch, $16. Favourite, number 1, Levy Bank, $2.50.
Yeah, good little contest, but she's just in good form, Levy Bank. I made it 1, 5, 3 and 4. She's got this habit of just being slow off the mark, and she doesn't seem to get herself into gear, Levy Bank, for the first furlong. But when she does, gee, she finished off strongly at Wagga last time. Up a little bit in weight, but it's going to happen to you. She's just a mare in good form, so hopefully the behaviour's not too bad. She's been placed her only run on this track, and with even luck, I think she'll run them down again. 1 on top for me, Levy Bank. 5, Athonis. Got a bit of time for this fellow. He's resuming from November. Last time he went round, he won down at the Sapphire Coast over the mile, but nice and fresh. Been placed a couple of times, and I think the last preparation or the one before, he ran into a real nice horse of Lamings down at the Sapphire Coast at the carnival there. So he'll put himself right on top of the speed. He just runs the whole way. Look, 3, Count the Crona, I thought was some type of claims here, Sean. He was good winning first up from a spell. Look, his most recent run, he went under beyond Fermin a Lad, but I think he's a bit better weighted today, and he'll make his own luck there, and 4 Equal Balance. Look, never far off the mark. So 1, 5, 3 and 4 in the Naruma Town Plate, Sean.
Good on you. Now, race 6, we've got number 1, Catch the Culprit, 7.50, 2 Resort, 18, 3 Romance Can Cost, 21, 4 The Blues Mother, 14, number 5, Tyres Are Crucial, $7, 6 Confidential, 6.50, 7 First Courier, 9.50, 8 La Sacra Bleu, 13, 9 Cooler Mine, 31, 10 Biodynamic, 3.90, 11 Bendethera, 9.50, 12 Tippy Tantivy is $21, 13 Georgian Court, 19, 14 The Potato Pot of 71, 15, 16, 17 out. Favourite 390, number 10, Biodynamic.
Yeah, these are pretty open, this one, this race 6 and 8. But look, I made it 6, 5, 10 and 9. I'm going to stay with him confidentially. He was just beaten by the, look, a small field and no tempo. He got back. He just gave too much start away there. That's his pattern. With the sectionals, he just couldn't run down. Gray fell there, but his runs have been really good this preparation. He's never been to Maruya, but assuming he handles the surface okay here, and if he just has a little bit of luck, well, they're all going to need some. It's a field of 14, but we'll put our money on him confidentially. He's been pretty good to us in the past, so we'll go with him on top. Tyres are crucial. I was with him the other day, Sean. He seemed to have his chance, but his runs have all been good. And he gets back up to the 2,000 again today, gate 2 and Blake McDougall. I think that was his first sit on him, Blake. So he'll be a bit sharper knowing him a bit better. Look, he's going to run well for sure. Look, Biodynamic, he was very good three back at Canberra in a short race. And then he came here on a day where they didn't make up much ground in that 14.25. And not disgraced last time at Randwick. So he's looking for this type of trip, and I think he's going to run well for sure. And 9, I threw in as a little bit of value here. Cooler Mine's been really flying. We've got a jockey for Cooler Mine there, Sean. I don't know if she riding Courtney Grosvenor.
Hang on a second. I'll have a quick look here for you, Cooler Mine. I'm trying to see you, John. Let's have a look and see.
You didn't ride at Canberra Friday.
Still no rider there at the moment.
Oh, it might be. He might have recovered okay. But look, he's, although widely drawn, he'll put a bit of spark into this. I made it 6, 5, 10, 9, but a very, very open race, Sean.
All right, race 7, the Club Naruma Cup now. 1, Green Sweet, 320, 2, to Beak, 550, 3, Animalia, 210, 4 out, 5, Le Cavalier, 11, 6, Nagging, 11, 7, Ardanza, 11, and 8, Tag and Release, 15. Favourite 210, number 3, Animalia.
Yeah, I can't go around him, Sean. Made it 3.127 in the feature. But Animalia, geez, he knows where that line is. He never stops trying this horse. They look like they had him there in the Maruya Cup last time when he straightened. They just skipped away on him, but he just knuckles down and has a crack. He goes up to 58.5, but we saw him carry 60 first up. So I don't think that's an issue. The extra trip's probably going to suit him, and in the small field I just don't think they can hide from him. He's just going to keep coming at you all the way. So I'll go Animalia. Look, Green Sweet, he was very good in town last time beyond Turnberry. Hasn't won since the Albury Cup, but look, he's a talented horse. He's got the big weight, but he probably deserves it. Look, the Beak likes it here. He's probably the speed in the race, and he's going to run you a cheeky race for a long, long while. Never out of the place. He's in 5 tries here. And Paddy's claim gets him in okay. So, well, look, he's not without. He's the upset chance. And 7, Ardanza was good winning here last time, this track and trip. It is up in distance, but, look, it just looks like Animalia again here, Sean. 3.127 in race 7, the feature.
All right, the 8th event now. 1 is out. 2, Say You Can See, $10. 3, Sunday Powered, $5.50. 4, Air Free, $7.50. 5, Rabbit Up, Redna is $6.50. Number 6, And There Is More, $5. 7 out. 8, Classic Conquest, 7, 9, Interventions, 14, 10 out, 11, Heaven on Earth, 10, 12, Lure is 10, 13, Sunday Hustler, 14, number 14, Deprecation, or Depreciation, rather, is $14. Favourite, $5 in an open race, 6, And There Is More.
Look, I haven't got her in the tip, Sean. That's how open it is. This very, very tough race, 2, 3, 4, 5 for me. I'm going to go Say Can You See. Her last run was off 9 weeks there beyond Malachi Crunch and Acton Shale, the like. She's up on the speed, and look, he likes it here. He's got a bit of an average gait, but he's got enough toe to put himself up in the first couple, so I think he's as good a chance as any of these. I'll go with him on top. A Sunday Poet won his first two, and he looked pretty good doing it as well. He beat Boston Ivy on debut. He beat Acton Shale at Wagga. Look, down the track at Randwick before a spell, but he's resuming, and again, he can probably follow Say Can You See over Sunday Poet. And he looks a nice type. Look, Airfree's got to be in there somewhere. This might be set up nicely for her. She was really good when she was placed in that Malachi Crunch run last time. And she'll be back and strong here. And There Is More. He's had a training change. He's down here to Steve Stevens now. And she comes here with a couple of gear changes, Sean. So I thought she might be able to improve. She's got the earmuffs off and the tongue tie goes on. So, look, she's not without a chance from a good gate. She'd probably get the right run. So, look, a tough little one to finish us off. Hopefully we're in front. 2, 3, 4 and 5 in the lucky last, Sean.
All right. Now, what's your best there today, John?
Look, I think stands out a fair bit, Duchess Moshe in race four, that class three. It's beautifully placed and just looks like she's got a little bit more upside than a few of these. So we're going to go race four, horse number two, Duchess Moshe. Sean is our best. But look, obviously, Animalia should be hard to beat. And you'd think Danny Williams' maiden in race two. Glamour Cruise will take some beating also, mate. But look, some very, very even contests all throughout the day. So, look, with the rail out 3 metres today, Cutaway Applies, I think probably looking at a pretty fair surface all throughout, mate.
All right, good on you, John. We'll hear the late mail throughout the day.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. It's 19 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.